So the Rebbe says that in the avodah of a Jew, to transform the galus into geula, to transform the exile into redemption, there are three basic components to this job. What are three stages, three levels, if you will? There is the job to reveal godliness in the world, the godliness that is relative to the world, meaning the godly light and the godly involvement, the godly presence inside the world. The godliness that is tailored to the finite limitations of this world. That's aspect one, step one, stage one, if you will. Step two is revealing godliness which is higher than the world. Higher than the world, but relates to the world. Okay? There are things that are infinitely higher than, when you say something is infinitely higher than something else, means there's no relativity between the two. When you say there's something that's higher, but it's higher than means it relates to something, but its relationship is that it's above it. So we're talking about the revelation of godliness that's above the world. And this is specifically accomplished through Torah, which Torah is described as preceding the world. Torah is also open to the idea of study. And this is part two of our job, is to reveal the godliness that's higher than the world but relates to the world. Step three is revelation of godliness that's completely above the world, in a way that is called mufla, pella. It's totally separate, totally beyond comprehension. And this is also accomplished through Torah, but through the aspect of Torah that's called neflois. Right? David HaMelech says, Gal einai, open, uncover my eyes. Vavita neflois miterzah. I will gaze upon the wonders that are in your Torah. The wonders that are in the Torah, that's the aspect of Pnimius HaTorah, which will only fully be revealed in the future time. So the first thing is, so first step, first stage, when you're talking in practical terms, is to take all worldly matters that the person comes into contact with and deals with, and reveal the fact that God is the boss by showing how God is the Aleph and the boss of the world and is in the world. A world meaning a world of concealment, which means that the way it's created is that it naturally conceals godliness, naturally conceals the divine utterances that make it into, bring it into existence. The job of a world, of the Jew, is revealing within the world how the Eibishter runs the world, both in general, how the Eibishter runs everything in the general sense, and also in the specifics of the individual worldly matters. And this is mostly accomplished through Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim and B'chol Derechecha De'eyu, by utilizing and everything in the world, for a godly purpose. That's how you reveal that everything in the world exists. It's the godliness in each thing is what's important, and it's what runs everything, is by utilizing everything in it. And this is accomplishing the idea of redemption, as one of the descriptions we say about the future time, we say in the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, we say V'yeda kol po ki'ata v'alta, that every created being will know that you made him. Okay, so that's a key component in Geula, in redemption. But that's only stage one. There's a higher thing in the revealing of the Aleph, which is, we said Aleph from the term which means to learn, to study. Alfeka Chochma, Alfeka Bina, the revelation of godliness in the future, in the ultimate redemption, will be that in addition to the godliness that is relative to creation, that is invested in creation, or as the terminology that's used in it's used in Chassidus, even though it's actually borrowed from the early Jewish philosophers, the terms Koach HaPoel B'Nifal, the energy of the creator in the creation, but Poel doesn't mean creation, the energy of the worker in the work. So in addition to that, there's also the godliness which is higher than the world. And that comes from Aleph, as Aleph expresses the aspect of divine intellect. Chachma and Bina, divine intellect, that's why we say Alfeka Chachma, Alfeka Bina. And in fact, and this is as it's expressed in Torah, and we describe Torah as being, Chazal described Torah as preceding the world by 2,000 years. Alpayim Shana. The word for 1,000 is Aleph. Alpayim Shana, two Alephs. What's two Alephs? Two Alephs, explain the Chassidus, that's alluded to in this verse in Iyov that says, Alfeka Chachma, Alfeka Bina, that these two Alephs, that's the idea of the divine intellect, the divine aspects of Chachma and Bina, that transcend the world, but are also connected to the world. And that's what we describe it as, 2,000 years prior to the world. It's not completely removed from the world, otherwise you wouldn't say it's prior to the world. Way beyond. Describe it as 2,000 years prior to the world, saying it's higher than the world, it precedes the world, but it also relates to the world. And then we come to the even higher Indian in Aleph Oisis Pella, which is the aspect of redemption, which is described as the revelation of Nefloyes, of wonders. Can we take some minutes of time out of Nefloyes? I will show you wonders, including and especially the Nefloyes within Torah. As we say in the Pasuk, Al Einai Vavita Nefloyes V'Teresach, I will see the Nefloyes. The revelation of Pnimis HaTorah, meaning those aspects of Torah which in and of themselves are inherently concealed and beyond all, not only human intellect, but beyond even divine intellect, that even that will be revealed, but it's not just that it will be revealed, it'll be revealed within the lower levels of Aleph. The Aleph, Isis Pala, will be revealed in a way that it can actually be learned and understood, and it will be revealed in a way that it will actually be revealed within the world, like the other meaning of Aleph, which is Alufi Shalom. So we have three stages. Aleph, Alufi Shalom. Aleph, which is related to the idea of study and understanding of Meichen, of Chachma and Bina. We have Aleph, Isis Pella, that which is completely beyond all understanding. And ultimately, that